Welcome to the Recovery Bible, A Careless Choice. Read Genesis 13, 14, 19. Step 3. Prayer. Lord, help me each day to choose to turn my life and will over to you. Abraham and his nephew Lot were wealthy and had vast herds of sheep and cattle. But because the land was not able to support them both, and their herdsmen were quarrelling with each other, they decided to go their separate ways. Even though Abraham was older and had the right to make first choice, he allowed Lot to choose which part of the country to settle. Lot could have done a number of things in response to Abraham's generous offer. He could have deferred to Abraham out of respect. He could have asked Abraham's advice. He could have taken time to think it over or consult with God. Instead, he impulsively chose the fertile plains of the Jordan River for himself, 13:11, and sealed his fate. By pitching his tents near Sodom, Lot came into contact with more trouble and more evil than he was prepared to handle. He eventually fell captive to the king of Elam, and Abraham had to go and rescue him. Many times in our recovery, we will try to choose our life direction on our own. We all have the same tendency to go for the quick fix, the first thing that looks good, without taking time to consider our motives, our past history, and the potential consequences. Lot's decision led him into many battles and situations that brought him much unnecessary sorrow. Allowing God to direct his choice would have been much wiser. But Lot had not learned to trust God as Abraham had. Human nature overcame his spiritual desire to believe in God's loving direction. Our downfall comes when we fail to draw strength and wisdom from God and consult Him when making choices. He wants to be there for us, to guide us, if we will only let Him.